The U.S. dollar is starting the week slightly softer, led by losses against the Japanese yen, after comments from Japan's chief cabinet secretary suggested monetary policy decisions should remain firmly with the Bank of Japan, reinforcing expectations that political influence will stay limited and allowing for a more hawkish BOJ stance ahead of Friday's final meeting of the year. The yen was also supported by a resilient Q4 Tanken survey, which showed large manufacturers improving further, backing the BOJ's tightening bias despite global trade headwinds. In the U.S., central bank independence was in focus after Kevin Hassett played down concerns that he would act politically if appointed Fed chair, while geopolitically, Ukraine signaled openness to U.S. and European security guarantees as an alternative to NATO membership. U.K. data showed continued weakness in housing, with Rightmove prices falling again, while Euro area industrial production met expectations with a solid monthly gain. Looking ahead, today brings U.S. Empire Manufacturing and NAHB Housing, Canadian CPI, which is expected to tick higher on the headline but ease slightly on core, and remarks from Fed officials Moran and Williams as markets increasingly turn their attention to tomorrow's U.S. November jobs report. That's all for now.